say your word. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away. It's only good music. Oh. The things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. The melody, the arrangement makes my body go so crazy. I tie my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide. Fly. I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away. It's only good music.
Please don't stop the music. Kalorn strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye in my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot. Yeah. Now would you buy me a drink just to take me home? Put your game in a song just to make me moan. I like my Robin Thicke, me alone. A thug album, triple shots, that's a trace.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away. It's only good music. Oh.
Hello, hello. Good evening to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I am your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Shero at your Ground Zero. Thank you so much for joining me here this evening for this special abbreviated update show to hear about a lot of things that are going on here at Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and the Wall Foundation Incorporated. Also, I want to let you know about some of our upcoming show and guests. So with that said, we're just going to jump right into it. Welcome to all of our guests who actually joined me here this evening. I did not publicize this particular show because it is pretty much a update show. But thank you to the callers in the call query and those of you who are joining us over in the chat room. Thank you so much for being here this evening. This is just a 30-minute show. So I'm going to get started because tonight I want you guys to enjoy some you time. If you're by yourself, take a hot bath, a shower, read a book, do some meditation, make a good meal, but enjoy you this evening. This week I took a little bit of time off to refresh and renew, and I'll be back on track next week, of course, with our show. So with that said, let me just tell you about a few things going on. First and foremost, I'd like to give a special shout-out and congratulations to Sister Marcella D. Moore. Of course, many of you know that I've introduced her as the ultimate prayer warrior. I want to congratulate her and wish her and her baby, her Motivate and Praise show, a very happy 2-year birthday. I don't call it an anniversary because this was a baby that God put in her to birth back on January the 19th of 2013. So in a little less than 2 days, the Motivate and Pray show will be turning 2 years old. So many blessings to Sister Marcella and her baby. I love it. They air at 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings. If you're on Facebook, look up the Motivate and Pray show and join us there. I am there faithfully every Saturday morning. Rain or shine, whether I feel good or not, I have to be there to get my daily dose of my inspiration and my prayer warrior's vitamins. So congratulations to Sister Marcella. Coming up next week on January the 24th, I will be hosting the Chat Box Live. If you don't know what that is, every week when I do a show over on our Facebook events page, we have something called a chat box where everyone communicates so that I can keep track. Well, we're going to do Chat Box Live next week. It's going to be an open chat where people can call in and talk about whatever is on their mind. It's sort of a cross between speaking your mind, and of course, I'm bringing back Sin Eater Saturdays as well. You have something you want to say, something you want to get off of your mind, body, spirit, and soul. Next week will be the time to do it on our Chat Box Live. The following day on Sunday, January 25th, for the Sunday morning inspiration, my topic will be the discerning eye. You know, a lot of times we tend to be attracted to things that are pretty to us, that we find appealing to the eye or the ear for that matter. So we're going to talk about this year a lot about discernment. We have to be very discerning in who we align ourselves with, who we are investing in, what we are investing in. We have to take all of that into consideration this year. So we are really, really, really going to be speaking about that a lot this year. And then on the following Saturday evening, on January the 31st, my guest is Diane Bischoff James. She's the author of The Brass Ring. As I said before, we're going back to our roots. We're bringing you a lot of people from Hollywood to our neighborhoods, and Diane is certainly one of those individuals. The name of her book is The Real Brass Ring, The Secrets of a Midlife Reboot. So she'll be joining us on January 31st. And on February the 7th, the musical mystic himself, Bob Sima, will be joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. You know, a smile and music are universal languages, and Bob has created some wonderful music for healing and inspiration. I think you're going to enjoy that show as well. And, of course, once a month you'll be hearing from the experts, the Sisters in the Spirit from the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Ministry. We will be doing a special show once a month starting in February. So be looking for that as well. And I just wanted to let you all know I am so honored and proud. I got word today that I was chosen to be the innovative woman feature story in the Baltimore Digital edition of Today's Innovative Woman. I am scheduled to be the feature in the March, April edition right now. So I will keep you posted on all of that. We have so many other events coming up. I'll be speaking in February on the 20th with Sister Melanie Inspires Thomas with her youth group. I'll be speaking there. There's so many things coming up. For those of you, there's some of you who are in the call query. I know some of you are doing some great things. Before we go, now is the time for you to press the number one on your phone. I want to give some of you a chance to plug your programs, what you're doing as well, because things are happening in 2015, and I am here to help to promote your success as well as mine. So if you have any type of programs you'd like to share, now is the time to press the number one on your phone. I'm going to give you all a moment to just tell us what you're doing. I believe that Sister Nikki is here. I know that you were doing some great things, you and your daughter. If you'd like to tell us a little bit about that, now would be the time for you to press one on your phone. You're welcome to do that, or you can wait till next week for Chat Box Live. But I believe it's Nikki is coming on right now, so I'm going to bring on Nikki right now to tell us what she has on tap as well. Hello, my sister.
Hello. I'm going to tattoo my phone number on the back of your hand. I'm going to crawl in your window at your house and just tattoo it on there.
You know what? There were a couple of 440s that were just on the line, so I'm like, wait, one of these is Nikki.
Well, both of them were me. My son was on the house phone. I'm like, can you hurry up? So I called from my cell phone until he got off the house phone, and then I called from my house phone.
Okay.
The other one was Marcel. But today was the first day of the second group of girls in the mentorship program, and it was awesome. It was awesome, awesome, awesome. These are some young girls who may struggle a little bit, but it's just not about all about the struggling. It's about giving them some positive role models, some people that can tell them it's okay to be you. You don't have to be angry. You don't have to be mad. And it was incredible, except for, like I just text my daughter, we ain't having no more chips and water. I want a Polish boy or something, a steak or something. I was starving. But it's incredible. I'm also working with the NAACP, Painesville, Ohio, and we got quite a few things coming up. We got a Lake County talent show that we're putting together now to be in the Lake Erie College Auditorium. I spoke to the lady there. She's very excited about helping out with it. And another idea from my daughter that we're encompassing is we've named them Asia Love Packages, but they're chemo packages. They contain items that my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. She had some complaints about what she was going through for hours on chemo. So Asia came up with the idea to put journals, hand sanitizer, silk hair bonnets, word search puzzles, and some reading material, that some positive reading material together for them to have. And the first trip that my daughter did was incredible. They really loved it. So we're doing the Tossick Cancer Center out here in Lake County, Ohio for that. I've resumed writing my book this year. It's called As We Lay. I've actually even got inspiration for the next book already. So
wonderful.
Those are a couple of things that I'm working on now.
That's wonderful. I think that, when you're speaking about your book and everything that you're doing, so many people now are getting that inspiration to write their books and get involved. And I think that keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep moving. You have so many things coming up for you this year. You have come such a long way. And before you know it, I'll be turning over the reins when I get ready to retire, go away on my longer hiatus for a while, and say, you know, Sister Nikki, she's ready to become that beacon of light to the world. So just get yourself prepared for that.
I am. I don't know if I can be C. Maria, but I'm going to do my best to be Nikki Dixon. Well, by then, I won't be Nikki Dixon anymore. I'll be getting married in August. Excited. Can't wait. All those good things.
Yes, and that's a show within itself. you know, when we decide to take that plunge for the first time, second time, in some cases, if I ever do it again, it'll be my third. But, you know, like I said, you're just feeling such a positive, and you know, and we all know that when you're that positive, Satan will try to tear you down. So I just want you to be very vigilant and keep your eye on the prize that you know God has for you. And I don't want you to be anybody but Nikki. You know, if you weren't Nikki, I wouldn't know what to do with myself, because let me tell the listeners something before we go, because if I would put up a show, I could be in the hospital on ICU and Nikki would be there. Can you just, you know, take off the oxygen mask for a minute and just say a 5-minute show? You know? So Nikki keeps me on my toes. And
4.5 minutes will fit me.
Tonight it was supposed to be an abbreviated show, so I didn't put up an event for it. Usually this show takes off all by itself. People find it and they jump on board. But Nikki was right there again. Where's the show? I don't see a show. So I said, yes.
Oh, you got my lovely text message.
I have to go look on my timeline. That's right. I sure did. So, again, you know, this is what I believe, that when we are charged to do things like the healing through hurt shows and the motivate and pray, we're charged to not only go to the people and help them to heal, but we are here to help other people find the greatness within themselves. And you are moving by leaps and bounds at a wonderful pace, but leaps and bounds nonetheless. And there will come a time when Nikki will become that beacon of light for the world. And trust me, there are a lot of people out there who don't need to hear from C. Maria. They're waiting to hear from Nikki. So keep moving, my sister. I encourage you. I'm behind you. You know, I'm one of your biggest fans. And I pray you much success, and your daughter as well, Asia K.
Okay. Oh, you decided to go with my name for her. Oh.
Well, you know, who am I to argue with, you know, if you say that it's K, it's K. But to all my listeners, I'll talk to you all about that later. But again,
well, can I take a moment?
Sure.
Just one.
Uh-huh.
I didn't start taking leaps and bounds alone. It's been a few times over this journey from August till now that I wasn't quite sure if I could do this. You know, again, I'm hearing these voices in my head, and what I mean voices is I'm hearing you. I'm hearing Ann Thomas, Marcella Moore, Jerome Arlene Spann, Tina Hobson, Amelia. I can never say her last name right, and I think it's offensive when somebody don't take a minute to learn it. I do, and then I got to say it, but she knows who she is. When I hear all these people, I say, I can't do that. I can't be that person. And as much as I listened, I was encouraged by you and Tina Hobson and all of these people, and don't let me forget Sleepyhead, Shauna. You know, I was encouraged, and it helped me encourage. I've bought in, you know, so many people, like, just listen in, and they did, and now they're regulars on the show. They befriended you on the regular Facebook page, and these things didn't happen because, see, the one thing about me, and two for sure, the people in my life that I love and I cherish, and my family, my kids, my friends, if I don't see a value in it, I won't put them in that position. So understand, this journey didn't happen, you know, because I was cocky or because I just knew I can do that. You know better than anybody that I had a lot of reservations about myself. So that's why I say I don't know if I can be C. Maria, but I do understand that I have to do my best to be Nikki Dixon, and that's what I'm doing. So it's with your guidance and Tina Hobson and all those other wonderful names that I named off that I get the opportunity to shine. I'm 44 years old, and I've always been afraid. I never wanted to shine. And I was having this conversation a couple weeks ago. All my friends through high school were, you know, rough and tugging, and they were popular. I was popular myself. But everything people used to tell me was stuff like, you ought to meet my friend Nikki. She's so smart. That drove me crazy because I didn't want to be known as the smart girl or the she's so religious, she could tell you about. I wanted to be known like them. I wanted to be pretty. I wanted to, you know, be hot. I wanted to be all of those things. I didn't realize the blessings that I had then. But
right.
At 44, whether or not I learned it on my own or was guided through it, I thank you, C. Marie. You have taught me. You have mentored me and been there for me, and I just want to say thank you.
Oh, my dear, thank you as well, because I'll tell you a little secret. When I speak, I still get butterflies. When this show happens, even tonight, I'm on a different platform because it wouldn't connect to Skype originally. I'm on Skype now, but I'm not hosting from Skype. So I'm having technical difficulties, but I just said, Lord, drive the car because I'm not up for this tonight from BTR. So, you know, when you all are here, and that's why I said this is our show, because I'm always appreciative and in shock and awe when people show up, because to me, I'm still just me. And every now and then, the little girl comes out who was ignored and abused and mistreated. And there's a lot of times when I still don't feel worthy of the attention. I don't feel that I deserve all of the accolades, all of the praise from all over the world, Nikki. And it's still odd to me. So I want to thank you for your continued support and encouragement to me as well. And as I said earlier, you're right, there can be only one, like the Highlander, if you know that movie series. There can be only one. There's one C. Maria, so my spot is taken. So there's a vacant spot waiting for Nikki to fill that spot and become Nikki. And you already know that you have some listeners here who are also your followers. And that's how it happens, because when people see something in you, when they feel it from your spirit, that means something to the listener. You know, a lot of things that I speak about now, I tell people, a lot of speakers or hosts or whatever, they talk at or to their clients and their listeners. I always say, I want to speak with you. I want to speak with you. I don't want to talk at or to you. I want to speak with you. Because when we speak with one another, that means we are with one another. I would not do this show if I had not walked many miles through the fires and the battles myself. And you're genuine, and you don't mind sharing your journey. And not your entire journey isn't meant to be shared in one setting, because you're still on that journey. And as long as you have breath in your body, your journey will always change and continue. But people love your, what they say nowadays, your authenticity. I prefer your honesty, your upfront, you know, and the other word that everybody's jumping on is the transparency. And so many people say, you know, oh, I get my nuggets. Well, I don't use nuggets because if we know anything about the gold rush, we know how that went. So I have the titanium tidbits. you know, what's your titanium takeaway, you know, as opposed to the nuggets and all of that. I've never been one to follow the crowd or march to the beat of the bandwagon's drum. So you're Nikki, and you're on your own mission, and I admire that, and I appreciate that. And I just say keep going. And, you know, a lot of times I'll be throwing some things out to you and Sister Victoria and some of the other regular listeners here to see what other guests you may want to see on this show. So you all are also my advisory panel, and I appreciate you all for that. But we have so many wonderful things coming here on Healing Through Hurt. You'll be hearing more from Nikki and what's going on with all of her programs, her, and everything she's working on with her daughter as well. So be on the lookout for that, because this year I'm going to really promote a lot of the ladies and gentlemen, of course, who are doing great things. So as I said, Nikki, I hope that you are okay now that you've had the show. We have quite a few people in the call query. Thank you for joining us here this evening. Nikki, Miss Nikki, my co-host, and myself, we want to thank you for being here. This was just our abbreviated update show again, 124 next week. Join us for Chatbox Live. Then on 125th, if you're up at on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. for the live show, for our Sunday morning inspiration, my topic will be the discerning eye. Then on January 31st, Diane Bischoff James, author of The Brass Ring, The Secrets of a Midlife Reboot, will be my guest. Then on February the 7th, the musical mystic himself, Bob Sima, will be joining us. And, of course, happy birthday to the Motivate and Pray show. And, of course, it's Mama who birthed it on January the 19th of 2013, Sister Marcella D. Moore, our beautiful and wonderful prayer warrior. Happy birthday to you and your baby, the Motivate and Pray show. And I'll keep you all posted on my appearance in the Innovative Woman magazine. But again, this has been our abbreviated show. Now you're all caught up on many of our activities. Join us, of course, once a month, the Marathon of Hope, Kingdom Ministry Expert, Sisters in the Spirit. We'll also be doing a show here once a month, so be on the lookout for that. Pass along our show, like it, get on our list, join us on Facebook, on the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement Group, or Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. Until next time, and by the way, I did say that we had a new theme song. We're going to work that into our schedule, but so many people love Good Music by Tori Lee. We're going to keep that here as our main song, and we'll work in our new song as well, probably for our end credits. But we will, for now, we'll be keeping our good music from Sister Tori Lee. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you, Sister Nikki. Love you to life and beyond, but you already know that. Thank you for joining me here tonight. We can go back and forward on who loves each other the most. We'll do that on the show, too.
When you're not picking on me.
Oh, no. I never.
So until
next
time. Most of the listeners know better.
I pray each and every one of you.
They know I'm a little pitiful sister to get beat up and picked on. I mean, I had even my children and nephews and everybody one night, Lord Jesus, help me, Father.
You all see, this is how she does. Now she knows I have 10 seconds to go, and she's still talking. Now I got to get past my speech.
Good night. I love you all. Thank you for coming.
No. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. And I pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn the frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. As always, on behalf of my co-host Nikki and myself, we'd like to remind you to continue to pay it and pray it forward. So until next time, I'm C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the mediator, the Shebro at your ground zero. With my co-host tonight, Sister Nikki Dixon, we want to wish you all well. Have a wonderful, wonderful remainder of your weekend. And here we go, Sister Nikki. And for all of you listening, waiting to hear good music by Tori Lee. I have to send her a message and tell her just, as a matter of fact, if you're on Facebook, she is on my friend list. Send her a message and let her know how much you love her song, Good Music. So until next week, be ready for Chatbox Live at 9 p.m. Eastern Time right here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. Remember to like our show and to share our show because we are determined to continue our quest to touch the world. So until next time, be well, be blessed. Here we go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you for joining us for good chat with good people, with real talk, real stories of real hurt, but most of all, real healing. Till next time, be well, be blessed, and we will see you soon.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music. Something about the things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. The melody, the arrangement makes my body go so crazy. I tie my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music gets shook to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide. Well, I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Cologne, strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye in my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot. Yeah. Now would you buy me a drink just to take me home? Put your game in a song just to make me moan. I like my Robin Thicke, me alone. A thug album, triple shots, that's a tray.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music.